Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Uncivil Agreement: How Politics Became Our Identity is a political science book by Liliana Mason that explains why American politics has become so intensely polarized and personally charged, rather than treating polarization as only a disagreement over policy. Mason argues that party affiliation has increasingly become a social identity tied to race, religion, geography, culture, and lifestyle. This sorting process has helped turn Democrats and Republicans into emotionally distinct in groups and outgroups. The book is both an analytical study and an explanation of contemporary political behavior, combining insights from political psychology and political science. Its purpose is to show why political conflict now feels so uncivil, why compromise is harder, and why partisans often dislike the other side as people, not just as opponents on issues. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how partisan identity became a social identity instead of a policy preference. Mason's central argument is that party attachment has moved beyond a simple choice about taxes, regulation, or government size. In modern American politics, being Republican or Democrat often signals a broader identity that overlaps with how people live, where they live, whom they know, and what communities they belong to. This matters because identity is emotionally loaded in a way that policy preference is not. When party becomes part of the self, political disagreement stops being a routine democratic difference and starts feeling like a challenge to personal belonging. The book uses this shift to explain why political conflict can become so defensive and moralized. People are not only defending a platform, they are defending who they think they are and the social world around them. That change helps explain why routine compromise can seem like betrayal and why political discussion often becomes more heated even when the underlying issue is narrow. Secondly, social sorting and the alignment of race, religion, region, and ideology with party. A major theme in the book is social sorting, the process by which multiple social identities increasingly line up with one political party or the other. Mason argues that American parties have become more internally homogeneous because social groups that once crossed party lines now tend to cluster together. For example, religious, racial, geographic, and cultural identities are more likely than before to predict party preference in combination rather than separately. This alignment strengthens partisan identity because people encounter politics through the same social circles that shape their everyday lives. The result is a reinforcing loop. Social identities help determine partisanship, and partisanship then organizes social relationships. Mason's point is not merely that people differ politically, but that political difference is embedded in everyday group membership. That helps explain why party conflict can spread beyond elections into friendships, family life, media habits, and assumptions about trustworthiness. Thirdly, effective polarization and the growing dislike between party groups. The book pays close attention to effective polarization, which refers to the emotional hostility people feel toward the opposing party. Mason shows that modern polarization is not only ideological disagreement, it is also mutual dislike, distrust, and avoidance. This is an important distinction because people may sometimes agree on a policy outcome while still viewing the other party as dangerous, immoral, or socially alien. Once that happens, politics becomes less about debate and more about identity defense. Effective polarization helps explain why public discourse feels harsher, even when some policy positions are not radically far apart. It also clarifies why people may support their own party almost automatically, regardless of specific policy details, because party loyalty signals membership in a valued group. Mason's analysis makes clear that emotional conflict can be more destabilizing than policy conflict. When people dislike the other side as people, cooperation becomes difficult even in areas where shared interests exist. Fourthly, why polarization can increase engagement while weakening democratic trust. One of the more nuanced arguments in Uncivil Agreement is that polarization is not politically inert. Mason notes that stronger group identity can increase turnout, attention, and participation because people become more motivated when the stakes feel personal. In that sense, polarization can make citizens more engaged with politics. But the book emphasizes that this greater engagement is not necessarily healthy for democracy. When participation is driven by fear, resentment, or the desire to defeat an outgroup, political energy may rise while trust, deliberation, and willingness to compromise decline. The democratic cost is that citizens increasingly interpret the political system through a winner-take-all lens. That can make institutions seem like weapons in a group struggle rather than shared mechanisms for solving problems. Mason's analysis is valuable because it avoids a simplistic claim that polarization is only bad in every respect. Instead, she shows that it can mobilize people while still undermining the norms that allow democratic competition to remain legitimate and constructive. Lastly, why the book matters for understanding contemporary American politics. Uncivil Agreement stands out because it explains contemporary polarization, through psychology and identity rather than through ideology alone. This matters for anyone trying to understand why political conflict in the United States has become so emotionally intense and why policy agreement does not automatically produce civility. Mason's framework helps readers see how present-day partisanship is reinforced by media, social networks, demographic clustering, and cultural self-understanding. The book is especially useful for readers who want to move beyond pundit-level explanations and understand the deeper structure of political behavior. It also offers a practical insight if polarization is rooted in identity, then reducing conflict requires more than arguing over issues. It requires attention to how identities are formed, grouped, and symbolically activated. That makes the book useful not only for scholars and students of politics, but also for journalists, civic leaders, and general readers trying to make sense of a political environment where disagreement increasingly feels personal. In conclusion, Uncivil Agreement should be read by anyone interested in American politics, political psychology, public opinion, or the social roots of polarization. It is especially valuable for students, researchers, journalists, and engaged citizens who want a clearer explanation of why partisan conflict now feels so hostile and emotionally charged. The book offers an intellectual benefit that many accounts of polarization do not. It shows that the problem is not only ideological disagreement, but the merging of political allegiance with social identity. That distinction helps readers understand why compromise is harder, why distrust is so durable, and why political identity often shapes behavior beyond the voting booth. Compared with books that focus mainly on institutions, campaign strategy, or policy conflict, Mason's work stands out for treating partisanship as a form of social belonging. Its strength is the combination of a sharp conceptual framework with an accessible explanation of why modern American politics has become so uncivil. Readers looking for a serious, research-based account of polarization will find it both illuminating and useful. If you would like to support Liliana Mason, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.